Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Hi, Chandra. I was just speaking with someone else, and she hung up on me. She said she was the supervisor. May I have her name, please?
I would not be able to provide you with that information, sir. But what are you calling about on today?
I am noticing you guys are charging me, and I don't want the account. I don't have an account. When I was looking through Home Depot, you guys all of a sudden popped up telling me that I am part of this deal. So I sent you an email minutes later saying, I don't want this. I spoke with Justin Laughlin, canceled everything, got a letter of cancellation right here in front of me, cancellation notification number.
Mm-hmm.
Now
yes.
You guys are charging me again. And why can't I get the supervisor's name?
I'm not able to provide that information, sir.
Why? How else do I find it then?
I can't do that, sir, for security.
You can't even
purposes.
Tell me how to find it?
To find what, the charge?
No, the supervisor's name, because I plan on writing several emails throughout this company.
Yes,
and
sir.
I need her name because she hung up on me.
Yes, sir. If she wanted you to know her name, she would have provided that when she first answered the call. So that is something
well,
for
she
her
probably
to do.
Did, like you did.
Yes, sir. That is why you asked to reconfirm on her name if you wanted that name, but I'm not able to provide that information for you. So I do apologize, but what I can do for you on today is try to pull up your account and see what I can help you with on today.
I don't have an account. I have a cancellation notification right here in front of me. I have an email to you guys saying, I don't want this. You guys are crooks.
Yes, sir. Well, can you provide me with that cancellation number?
9205-7478.
I'm sorry, you said
9205-74782.
Okay, one moment. And is your first and last name Brian?
Brian Daniel.
And can you verify that address for your security purposes, sir?
9813 16th Avenue Southwest, Seattle.
Okay, one moment. Your account is loading, so give me a moment, okay? Okay, yes, sir. So I do see that due to the facts on April 14th, you paid $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner that enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps called ByteTub, which is $59.89. I do see that on today you wanted to call in to cancel about that charge. You canceled that account, and they also refunded that amount of $54.89.
No, that amount has not showed up on my account.
Yes, sir. I don't know if they informed you, but you do have to allow 3 to 5 business days before you receive that refund, and you also will be getting a refund confirmation sent to your email as well. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
Well, the email I have in cancellation notification, the date on it.
I'm sorry, sir.
Hang on. I'm trying to find your cancel refund order notification, order refund. So my order date was 4/14. I've yet to see a refund. That's well over 3 to 5 business days.
No, sir. They canceled the subscription on the 14th, but you didn't get refunded until today, which is from your previous call.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You guys are... Wow. I still think you're crooks. All right,
yes.
I'm going to send emails to everybody. May I have your name again, please?
My name is Chandra, Chaundra.
And who would be, like, the president of your office or the general manager?
You would have to call the number that you called, sir, and whoever you get, then that's who will be over your account.
But I'm not looking just for that. I'm looking for the general manager of your office.
Yes, sir, I do understand. I'm not able to give that information. So you will have to call the customer service line, which is the number that you called on today, and whoever answer is the person that is over your account.
So I'm speaking to one person. She hung up on me. I'm speaking to you. So you're the one who's looking over my account? You're the one in control?
I'm looking over your account on today. I'm just the customer service representative, sir.
So if I call this number next time and I get someone like you, is that the person who's going to be over my account?
That is going to be a customer service representative, sir.
So how do I get to an upper hand so that I can find out why these things are happening?
You call that number and you ask for a supervisor, and they will transfer you to a supervisor.
I'm asking for a supervisor. Can you please transfer me?
Yes, sir. On today, I did inform you on everything. They will inform you about your account on today. So what else are you needing help with?
I want to chat with your supervisor, please.
Yes, sir. And may I ask, what is that for?
I'm noticing that there are additional charges. I've never been refunded any money. I told the gentleman, whose name is Justin Laughlin, that I did not want anything to do with you guys 3 weeks ago. And yet I'm being charged again, so somewhere people are not doing the job they're supposed to do.
Yes, sir. You stated that on the 14th when you got that charge that you canceled, right? So you emailed that. Is that correct?
I emailed it, and I spoke with Justin Laughlin.
Okay, yes, sir. He canceled the subscription for you, but he didn't refund that charge. You're just getting refunded that. You're just getting refunded $54.89 on today. So you are canceled. Your subscription is canceled, so that you won't be getting billed any further. And you also was refunded that $54.89.
Okay. Well, what about the $39.99 that was charged on my credit card for May 6th?
Okay, sir. That isn't on this account, but that is possibly a partner to the subscription when you did the sweepstakes, so I can provide the phone number for that if you would like.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir. Give me a moment, okay? Okay, that is 855-207-1119.
And who am I speaking to when I call this number? Do you know the name of that business?
Evo Trainer. That is a fitness.
Evo.
Yes, sir. That is a fitness and health mobile app.
Evo Trainer. Okay. They're charging me $39.99, but yet on my description for my credit card, it says Boost Fitness Supreme. This all seems very, 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 very backwards.
Yes, sir.
You can't give me names. You can't tell me anything. All right. I'm going to go to town on you guys.
Yes,
I am
sir.
Just going to go to town on you. Okay. Thanks.
Yes,
Have
sir.
A great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service.